Researchers in the U.S. and France have been studying the distinctive vertical bubbles, which give champagne and sparkling wine its distinctive taste.
Whoa!
It's all about the flavor molecules.
Those molecules, which in the case of champagne happen to be the good stuff, the flavor molecules.
Lead researcher and physicist Professor Roberto Zinat at Rhode Island's Brown University says flavor molecules allow bubbles to rise smoothly up to the top.
Something within champagne, in the liquid itself, that is affecting the motion of bubbles.
But what about the bubbles in beer?
Those molecules are of a different kind. They're proteins that are smaller. And sometimes they attach to the surface and sometimes they don't.
Bubble mechanics may also help researchers understand physics in the natural world, like how methane and carbon dioxide molecules behave in the oceans. I'm Ed Donahue.